answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
I love the topic in today's phone tap. Brody, go ahead, set it up for us.
Well, we talked about schools that don't allow holidays or very specific holidays in school to be celebrated because it leaves kids out. Anyway,
crazy.
Absolutely, and I'm a parent, I deal with it also. So, Patricia, our listener, heard this. It struck home with her, and she sent in a phone tap submission. She wants us to phone tap her husband, Anthony. They've had the same problem in their school, so I called from the school. There's a problem with their son, and he needs to deal with it.
Here we go. A phone tap about holiday political correctness. It drives you nuts. Here we go. Let's see what it's all about.
Hey, how are you?
I just got a call from the assistant principal, and one of us has to go pick Christopher up at school.
Is he okay? Is everything all right?
Yes, he's in the assistant principal's office. I guess the principal's on vacation or something like that. And he's being sent home because he wore that Christmas sweater that your mom bought him.
Somebody made fun of him or something?
No, you know that they have the no sort of specific religion policy, and I guess the sort of Christmas tree themed green shirt breaks the rules.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. You know how this place is. I didn't know.
I mean, this is ridiculous. They're sending him to the office and want us to pick him up because it's got a Christmas tree on it. Are you kidding me? You know, I'm going to handle this guy. He's not coming home. He's going to wear the sweater. I'm sick of this bull. All right.
Okay, well, then he's going to call you.
I'm going to take care of it.
Okay.
Hello?
Was this Anthony in my office?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Mr. Ignosto. I'm the assistant principal at your son's school.
Hi. You know, I just spoke to my wife. He got sent to the office because of a sweater that he was wearing, and you guys want us to pick him up?
Right, because it's a Christmas sweater, and as you know, although you may think so, not everyone celebrates Christmas.
No, not everyone celebrates Christmas, but you know what? It's not like he's a six-year-old kid.
Right.
It's a sweater that was from my mom.
Right.
And it's not...
your mom doesn't understand it being a tolerant world, but as a six-year-old, we hope to mold him now that he's young.
Mold him for what? That he can't wear... You know what? That's ridiculous.
Well, we don't want him throwing it in the face of the other kids. Hey, look at me. I'm celebrating Christmas. You don't, you know?
Look at me. You know what? How many other kids are celebrating Christmas? You know what? This is ridiculous. I didn't realize when we enrolled him in the school that we were going to be dealing with this bull...
Okay, we did send a pamphlet home.
Yeah, I understand you sent the pamphlet home.
We talked about all the holidays.
It's a national holiday. All right, do you guys have school on Christmas?
The reason that we don't have school that day is because there's more of your people, and they don't want to work that day.
Do you have it on Thanksgiving? What about Thanksgiving? Wait, what about the Indians? What about the Indians? What about Thanksgiving? What about the pilgrims?
Okay,
celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, you know what we do?
Turkey this year? Did you have a turkey this
year?
No,
I did not. In school, we have a fall festival, because as you know...
Festival. Like,
that's right. Thanksgiving was insensitive to the Native Americans.
You know what? They're Indians, okay?
All right.
You kidding me?
Native Americans. Yes, I understand what you're saying, sir, but again, they were treated very poorly, and to celebrate that seems wrong. So we have a fall festival.
I'll tell you right now, you're pushing me to the point where I'm going to take my son out of that school because you know what? This is ridiculous.
Okay, sir, please.
If a Jewish kid is wearing a Jewish Star of David, are you going to make him take it off?
Well, no, because that's a symbol of a flag. That's a national symbol.
No, it's not a symbol of a flag. Why don't you learn some of your history?
He comes to school with a Christian name. Isn't that enough for you? We're trying our best.
Are you out of your mind?
You live in sir, please, the profanity. We live in a multicultural town.
You're busting my balls is what you're doing. He's not preaching anything. I'm not preaching. I'm not putting our beliefs on anybody. You know what? He's wearing a sweater that his grandma gave him.
Yes, well, your grandma obviously is old school. She doesn't understand PC. She's from back in the day when...
PC? What's your denomination? What's your background?
That isn't really relevant here.
No, it is relevant.
It's not relevant.
It is relevant.
Does not matter what... Nope. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it doesn't.
It is completely relevant.
And you know why you don't know my religion? Because I don't wear it on my sweater.
You're a douchebag.
Okay,
I'm gonna come down there. You know what? I'm gonna raise hell, and I'm gonna call.
See, there you go. You're raising hell. A lot of religions don't believe in hell, but you throw it around cavalierly.
You're like talking to a wall. You know what? I pay for my son to go to your piece of school, and now you're taking me away from my job.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Sir, the fries will cook by themselves. You don't need to stand over them.
And you know what? I'm going to see what you're wearing. I'm going to see what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a shirt and tie. I'm wearing a shirt and tie. And you know what? I'm looking at my tie right now. It has snowflakes on it. That's all snowflakes.
Oh, that's holidays. That's Christmas.
Nope.
Hey, I put a Christmas tree up and I have snowflakes hanging from snowflake ornaments.
That's great. You know what? It snows on the Jews and it snows on the Kwanzeans also. You know, it snows
you know
on every
trees all across America.
Yeah, not with ornaments and an angel on top. I'm sorry.
Turn on the radio. Every song is meant as a Christmas tree.
Yes, it's quite annoying. It's quite annoying
quite
this
annoying.
Time of year.
Why is it annoying to you? What's your background?
Technically, the song should be All I Want for the Holiday is My Two Front Teeth.
I'm going to come down there and we'll see about your two front teeth.
I saw you know Mommy what? Kissing you know? Somebody else besides Santa Claus.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? You're ridiculous.
Where are all
you
the songs for the other people?
All right.
Everything is Christmas.
Oh,
well,
really?
In
you
our
know,
school...
You sound like a Grinch is what you sound like. You sound like a humbug Scrooge is what you sound like.
Hold on 1 second, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Christopher.
Okay.
Don't touch the snow globe. I told you 4 times.
Your son doesn't listen for hours.
Get off the
you know
snow
what?
Globe.
You don't do yell at my son like that. And you know what? Oh, you have a snow globe? Where? In your office? Are you kidding?
A very expensive snow globe.
My son. You know what? You want to really piss me off? Just do not talk to my son like that. I swear to God.
I'm sorry. It's just he was
down there. I will
if he just
there.
Put the snow globe down.
Are you a lunatic? You know what? I'm getting into my car right now. Hanging up. I'm getting into my car right now. I swear to God, if you don't let my son go back to that class and stop yelling at
me. Oh, stop crying! Stop crying!
Are you kidding me? You know, I'm coming out. I'm taking my son out of school.
Oh, your dad!
On the paper.
Wipe your face. Blow your nose. Your daddy's coming.
Do not say enough. I swear to God, I will have a lawsuit against you.
That's
if you
fine.
Keep talking to my son.
That's
are
fine.
You threaten my son like that?
This is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and your wife and I are phone tapping you.
Oh, you're. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what?
I love you.
I love you. Oh, I don't. You know, you just took 5 years off my life.
I love you.
Right now.
Sorry.
I love you.
You got me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
no, I'm sorry.
Christmas.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. Yeah. Happy Kwanzaa. And oh, my God. I feel like a douchebag.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The